This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
We're all looking forward to the long Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial start of summer, especially up here in the New England area. But
and we've got 20 minutes.
Yeah, we've got a lot of business to cover, though, between now and when we can get started officially. Eric Scalavino from Patriots Football Weekly.
Nothing major, Paul, but a lot of different items of business this week.
Numerous. And we're going to have to, Paul, go all the way back to late last Friday, after we had done the podcast, for the official signings of four of the Patriots' rookie draft class. That would be Cameron Fleming, the tackle from Stanford, Jeremy Gallen, wide receiver from Michigan, Zach Moore, defensive end from Concordia St. Paul. Let's not confuse that with the other Concordia, as we all know.
Okay.
And James White, the running back from Wisconsin. They also signed that same day three rookie free agents, Jeremy Deering from, guess where, Paul?
Rutgers.
Yes. Way to go. Began his career as a running back there, moved to receiver, ended up being a safety. James Morris, Iowa, three-year starter there. Tyler Ott, long snapper / tight end from Harvard. Wicked Smat.
Tyler.
So seven signings last Friday. Then they followed that up.
Yeah, don't get attached to some of those people.
Yeah, no. We've got to cover all the bases,
right,
though. Monday they followed that up with three more draft choice signings. Brian Stork, your Florida State center. John Jalapio,
on a steak,
as Andy would like to say, Florida offensive lineman, and Jamea Thomas, Georgia Tech cornerback. So the only members of the draft class as of today, Paul, who aren't signed are your top two picks.
Correct.
Dominique Easley and Jimmy Garoppolo, the quarterback. But I think that'll happen sooner.
Nothing to worry
rather
about
than
there.
Later. Nothing to
these
be
guys are
about.
All slotted in with the new CBA, and you're seeing draft picks all over the league sign, mm-hmm, and just a formality. Nothing to worry about.
Three more rookie free agents signed that day, Paul. Malcolm Butler, who was a
football player.
Yes. Cornerback from West Alabama. You don't really hear many players coming out of that program. Wide receiver Derek Johnson of Maine, local product. And linebacker Tyler McCullough, West Texas A&M, not to be confused with Johnny Manziel's alma mater.
Correct.
Going way west for Texas A&M. So those three rookie free agents signed as well. That same day, the team announced, this is just a little bit of news, the team announced that they will be having joint practices in the summer in August with the Washington Redskins in advance of their preseason opener at FedEx Field.
Right.
That'll be happening down in Richmond, Virginia for a few days.
Yeah, and I would also expect Philadelphia to be coming up
coming
the following
the next
week.
Yep.
No official word on that yet, but I would expect the same situation as last year with
pretty
the first 2
bet.
Weeks.
Right. Earlier this week on Tuesday, the Patriots released linebacker James Morris, the rookie who had signed just a few days earlier.
Right.
One of those guys you said not to get too used to.
Correct.
The Patriots parted ways with him after only a few days being around on the roster.
Evidently failed physical.
Yes, that was the official wording on the NFL Wire reports. And then just yesterday, on Thursday, a few more roster moves. They signed another defensive back, Daxton Swanson from Sam Houston State down there in the great state of Texas, and defensive lineman LT Tuipulotu from Utah.
Well done.
Thank you. I hadn't even practiced that. But, again, getting...
You don't want to get attached to some
of these
guys.
Don't want to get too attached to some of these guys. The Rutgers safety, Jeremy Deering, was not too endearing. He
Go on.
Yep, out of here. And first-year wide receiver Greg Orton, who had signed, I believe, a futures contract a while back, gone. Didn't even get a chance to step on the practice field for us to see him. He was among the cuts that they made on Thursday. Now, those are all the official moves. There are also several reported workouts with a lot of veteran players that I think you've been keeping track of.
Yeah, five of them during the course of the week that I'm aware of, based on the reports from ESPN Boston, who does a great job of monitoring these sorts of things. Mike Reese and Field Yates are our good friends over at ESPN Boston. Two tight ends earlier this week, Ben Hartsock and Nate Byam. Mm-hmm. Byam. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yep.
Byam.
Byam and Sellum.
So two veteran block-first type tight ends were in earlier the week. Also two running backs, Ronnie Brown and Brian Leonard. Both kind of versatile backs that can catch the ball out of the backfield. Leonard a little bit more of a fullback running back tweener. Mm-hmm. Brown, I think most Patriots fans are well aware of from his time with Miami. A very high draft pick. I think he was a third overall pick in 2005.
Was he that high?
Yeah, some devastating knee injuries really derailed his career, but a really solid all-around player. Obviously, I would think Belichick just looking to update his lists of, you know, at this point, free agents, veteran free agents that might be able to help with some depth, you know, running back and tight end, two spots that I think, you know, probably could use another guy for competition, tight end more so. And then yesterday, Field Yates added Terrell Thomas, cornerback.
Interesting.
Spent
one.
His entire career with the Giants. Second round pick, well, I don't know, I think he's 6 years in his career. Second year round pick out of USC. Decent size at 6 feet. Promising start to his career. A couple of really bad knee injuries. Wiped out his entire 2011 and 2012 seasons. But he did come back last year was able to play on a part-time basis anyway. I think he had 7 starts on the season.
But
16, was able to play 16 games. According to Pro Football Reference, 16 games. You know, he had about 70 tackles in a pick. He's a guy I think that you could add to the mix in the secondary. Maybe,
he's been a corner.
Maybe some experienced depth.
He's been a corner.
He has been a corner,
but he has some safety size, I would think.
I would think that he would be able to just be added to that defensive back mix, because it would seem on paper the Patriots are pretty well set at cornerback. You know, beyond Revis and Browner, you got Dennard, who started extensively during his 2 seasons already, Arrington, who started extensively during his career, and even Logan Ryan. So you're going 5 deep with guys that have played significant time at cornerback.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably a good amount. Safety is a little bit different. Safety is a little bit thinner. So I would think that they're looking for some guys with some versatility, as they always are.
Mm-hmm.
And with Thomas, you know, I think he's a guy that had a really promising start to his career. It was a pretty highly regarded prospect.
I liked him.
Who had some setbacks with some significant knee injuries. Belichick always looks at those guys.
Yeah.
He has a ton of former first-round picks that are available for whatever reason. This guy was a second-round pick. But the talent is obviously there.
Mm-hmm.
And something, you know, something outside of the realm of talent has caused him to be available. In this case, my guess would be the knee injuries.
Yeah.
So, you know,
even though he bounced back somewhat last year.
You know, so he's a free agent now. So they're still looking into that free agent market, the veteran free agent market, as opposed to
rookies.
Some of these unknown guys in undrafted rookie free agent types that Eric talked about. So still a lot of work being done here around Foxborough.
I'm a little intrigued by the Ronnie Brown workout, because there was he had been tied to the team a little bit earlier this offseason, if I am not mistaken.
I believe he
with
was
some interest during
there's a guy that he's right out of the Belichick mold. I mean, he can run the ball. I mean, he's 1,000-yard back in the past. He can certainly catch the ball. I think he has wide receiver skills as a pass catching running
pass
back.
Catcher, yeah.
We've even seen him throw the football.
Yeah, I think that's what Patriots fans will remember most about
him. You know, the Wildcat game here back in 2008 against Miami.
Yeah.
Boy, is that long ago?
Huh?
He had a game for the ages that day. Again, he's been kind of kicking around a little bit. He's sort of hanging. His career is hanging. He was in San Diego last year, but behind Ryan Matthews and our old friend Danny Woodhead. He was with Philadelphia, I think, a couple of years ago, in addition to being, I think he spent 6 years with Miami. So he's obviously closer to the end than the beginning, but the Patriots aren't asking him to play a big role, and he hasn't really played a big role recently. He's a guy, I think, worth kicking the tires over.
And if people are anxious to fill the void that LeGarrette Blount's departure created, I think Ronnie Brown, who's
totally different kind of player.
Totally different kind of player, but As far as a veteran who can do some different things, I think people were a little surprised at how much Blount actually did last year for this team. Brown is a guy who, like you said, you're not going to ask him to carry the ball, you know, 25 times a game, right, 30 times a game. But if you need him for, you know, five or six touches, maybe down near the goal line, do something a little tricky, I think it's an interesting
Yeah, now my only question with that would be, you know, you have Vereen, you drafted James White.
Yeah.
And now you bring in Brown. I think those three guys are similar in their skill sets of not necessarily guys you want to hand the ball to 20 times, but guys that you'd be okay if they got a handful of carries, okay if you throw them the football, and okay if they're part of the screen game and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Three kind of similar skill sets
to
me.
And I wonder if that's what they're trying to do, is that's going to be how their running offense looks. Sort of as a guy who can run a little bit if you need him, but also they want the pass-catching element. So they maybe want three or four guys who are of the same skill set because they don't want to change much. They don't want to, for instance, when LeGarrette Blount comes in the game, you know basically he's going to try to run the ball up the gut. You maybe don't want to tip your hand as to what's going to happen if you put any of those guys out there.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, that's something that they've always been cognizant of, is not trying to be predictable based on personnel. They want to have, you know, that's why it's important to them that they have tight ends that can serve as blockers and receivers, because they don't want to have the guy that comes in as the extra tight end just to serve as an extra blocker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that they don't have much of a threat in the passing game. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how they fill, because I think we're all in agreement they're going to add a tight end. I mean, they've been looking, the two veterans that I talked about with Byam and Hartsock,
yep,
as well as bringing in some undrafted guys, you know, the 6'8 kid Jones. You know, there was a story in the paper today in the Boston Herald, talked to his college coach at East Carolina, who also worked in the past at Texas Tech. I don't know if you saw this story.
No, I didn't.
So familiar with Welker and Amendola, and talked about this kid Jones. Very big target, obviously, more of a pass catcher than a blocker.
He is a big target, though.
Big target, not tremendous production, but, you know, 50-some-odd catches. I mean, good production.
Yeah.
Not like Jay Samaro production, but, you know, guy that could catch the ball in college. And now you got two other guys that they brought in as veterans that are more blocking type. So it's going to be interesting to me. I know they're going to sign a tight end. We've been talking about Dustin Keller forever.
Yeah.
Do they just go with a guy who could catch the ball, or do they go with both, or do they try to find someone in the middle?
Well, it's going to be interesting because next week, Paul, we start OTAs.
Yeah.
They officially begin on Tuesday. We won't be allowed access to watch until a week from today, next Friday.
Yeah.
But it'll be curious to see how many more moves are made between now and next week when we do get to go out there and see if the roster will be at 90 or if they're still going to leave it open for now in case down the road after or during minicamp or next month maybe they want to add somebody. We'll see, but we'll keep track of it all, and we'll be back next Friday to fill you in and update you on what's happened at practices. Even we'll have some practice news maybe to talk about,
absolutely,
on next week's roster report. So until then, enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. Remember to thank any veterans or service personnel you may come into. That's the reason we're celebrating this weekend. But enjoy your time off if you have any, and we'll see you next week.
Downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.